1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's his 11th trip to the region since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, 2023. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel in hopes of reviving ceasefire talks following the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. 2 weeks out from Election Day, Kamala Harris barnstorming with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump in North Carolina.
At his rally in Greenville, Trump promising mass deportations, vowing to invoke an 18th century law that allows officials to detain people from other countries that the U.S. is at war with. It was last used to justify Japanese internment during World War II.
Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
A day after the New York Liberty won its first WNBA championship, the Players Union announced it's opting out of its collective bargaining agreement to demand higher pay. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is being diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He is being treated while in jail in New York, facing retrial on rape and sex assault charges. China ramping up military exercises not far from Taiwan.
The exercises held off the coast of its southern Fujian province, which faces Taiwan. It comes just a week after a massive air and sea drill it called punishment for Taiwan's president rejecting Beijing's claims of sovereignty. Ships were alerted to avoid the area during this latest live fire exercise. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
South Korea today warning it may start sending weapons to Ukraine. That after North Korea allegedly started sending troops to Russia to help with the war. Both Russia and North Korea are denying that. The son of Hugh Hefner apparently wants Playboy back. Cooper Hefner reportedly willing to spend about $100 million to buy it, the brand, from its current owners. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or mis-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The second hour of Mino and the Mayor on WGBW FM 97.9, WISS 98.3, and the Civic Media app. Excited to get to our next guest. We've only been trying to get him on here forever. But before I do, I just want to thank our sponsor of this segment.
Well, he hasn't had much to do, at least. I mean, he's just laying around all day. Just kind of,
it's like, come on.
Sloughing it.
Yeah. Pell's Windows and Doors, just a great company here in Green Bay. Get the look you want from your home. With customized windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last forever. Do you have, you said Pella. When I told you Pella, you're like windows and doors coach. You knew that? That's awesome. I'm impressed. Pella offers custom to colors, innovative features, and shades between the glass. Right now, 0% interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply, and this offer ends October 31st. So get started today at PellaWI.com.
You're here. If that's the bar for impressing you, then this is gonna be the easiest interview ever.
He's easily impressed.
And by the way, you're like, you want to get me on forever. Like, I live 10 minutes down the street. Ask me anytime. Well, I'm always up. I don't sleep. I'm up early.
You did say that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So anytime you want.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah. My phone number. Send me a text. Yeah. Pella Windows and Doors. Yeah. I want to. I've redone houses before. I live over on the bay. I want to reconfigure this thing.
Yeah,
cool.
Probably when it gets cold, get somebody else in there and
absolutely.
And, you know, you get those. I love those the sliders that open up now.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I have a west facing view of the bay.
Nice.
I want to make it even better. So
sliding door. They have maybe, those too.
Yeah.
No. I got
well, they're like
house.
Accordion now. I forget what they're called, right? You have the sliders, but you have these other ones now where you unlatch them and they just open up like an accordion. Those are really cool.
And it pretty much just opens up like a big window.
Yes.
Right. So you're almost like you're outside.
You know what they're called, coach? Expensive. But that's good stuff. All right. So here we got him finally in the house here. Doug Gottlieb, UWGB men's basketball coach. An official welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I'm glad you're here. What a story that was. Can you just share a little bit the process? Did you think this was coming? Was this in the works?
No. I mean, obviously last year, you go back to, I think it was like February of 23. And Josh Moon, my boss now, the athletic director at GB, had relieved Will Ryan of his duties. Obviously the program is in rough shape. And I called Josh and, yeah, just kind of want to get a lay of the land. My brother, Greg, who's now on the women's side at San Diego State, he was on the men's side for 26 years, actually was interviewed and was, I think, a finalist when Will got the job. He really, really liked so many different aspects of what they're doing at GB. And Obviously, my ties in the state, my dad from 75 to 81 was the head coach at Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And so I had kind of a personal affinity for Wisconsin, really based upon my mom, because my mom always said, with all of their travels as a coach's wife, Milwaukee was her favorite place to ever live and to be a part of college basketball. And anyway, we struck up a friendship. We started talking. We met at a Starbucks in Sheboygan. I was doing a game in Madison against Michigan State. And I red-eyed in from Los Angeles early, got to Sheboygan, and Josh and I talked. And he said, you know, if you were going to redo a program, what would it look like? And I kind of laid it out for him. And we kept talking, and he allowed me to go through the process. And I got to be a finalist, and he ended up hiring Sonny, Sundance Wicks. And when he did, he said, listen, if there's anybody I could ever call, I think you should be a head coach in college. I just, you know, Sonny's done it before. I've worked with Sonny before. I felt like he was 1A and you were 1B. And, you know, you're like blown away by it. On the other hand, I've come in second plenty of times to go like, was I second? Was I fifth? Like, does it really actually matter?
You weren't first, right?
But I mean, I legit like Josh. He has this kind of youthful exuberance and energy. And he had a plan. Mike Alexander, our president, we connected over music. My daughter's a musician. And I just thought, like, what a cool story. I want to keep an eye on it. So in covering college basketball, we stayed in touch. And when Sonny obviously flipped the program from 4 wins to 18 wins, you know, like, I'm just not a person that can live with bitterness. And so I continued to kind of cover it and talk with them. And every once in a while, shoot Josh a text. So fast forward to this is probably like May 8th or 9th, and I'm driving on the 405 home from my own radio show. And I'm looking on Twitter, and I see that Jeff Linder, the head coach of Wyoming, has left Wyoming to go to Texas Tech as an assistant, because Jeff was under a lot of pressure, probably would have been fired at the end of this year anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone on earth knew that the Wyoming job was the one job that Sonny really coveted, because he's from Wyoming, and he was at Wyoming, obviously, before he came here. And so I shot Josh a text, like, Wyoming ? Just more for Sonny than for me. And no text back. And then I was getting ready. My show starts at 2 local time, noon in Los Angeles. So the next day was a Friday, and at 12:04, so my show starts at 12, like, Josh calls me. And everybody who knows me is like, don't call me at that time, right?
Right.
And so Josh called me. So I called him. I texted him, like, radio show. And then anyway, I called him back during a break, and he said, would you still be interested? And I said, hell yes. And really? Fast forward to May 14th, which was like 5 days later, after Mother's Day and everything. And that morning he officially offered me the job. May 15th, I did the press conference, and here we are. And,
wow.
You know, telling people that you go from being a college basketball analyst, a TV personality or national radio host, to being a college basketball coach without having coached in college while hosting a national radio show. If you don't know me, you're like, wow, that's a weird transition. Anybody who knows me is like, yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Well, you're from a basketball family. I mean, that's good. And when you're talking about your dad being at UW Milwaukee, those were back in the days, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they were NAIA?
No.
They were?
No, he actually left because they went Division III. They were Division I. No, that was...
Then they dropped down
NAIA. They dropped down to D3.
Or D3, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What happened, really, it was very similar to kind of what's taking place now in college athletics. People forget, and Title IX came into place.
Right.
It had to be equal. And my dad's frustration with Milwaukee at the time was, I think his last year they had the Panther Booster Club, and he had raised $400,000, and the women's side hadn't raised anything. And yet everything he made, they had to split equally.
Sure.
And so he just thought, like, this is not really equitable. And he ended up kind of walking from the job, if you will, just because they had planned on going to Division III. And he went to Long Beach State as an assistant. And, you know, fast forward to my job now we're like, we're trying to play catch up with women. Kayla,
how about it?
they have an amazing program.
Amazing booster club.
And the amazing booster club. But more than anything, like, that's a great program.
Yeah.
You walk in and watch them practice, like, wow.
Oh, yes.
I want to do that. That's really good. So anyway, and we're trying to make it equitable to where it's like, okay, we're not the ones bringing the school down. That's our goal.
And we're talking with Green Bay's basketball head coach. You're going to find, though, and I think you have found, there's some pretty good loyalty here. I mean, we sat through those Ryan games, you know, and I think people really want to see, you know, you got that base of loyalty, but I just think people are really jacked up that you're here.
Well, I appreciate it. I just tell people, listen, I don't, obviously at some point we need to raise even more money.
Right.
But right now, just come see us play. You know, like Thursday we play St. Norbert's at the Crest. November 8th is our home opener at the Crest against St. Thomas. And then I think I gotta get my date straight. I think this we play SIUE is our home opener at the Resch. And look, if we want to build a basketball program, and we do, and we want to build a championship basketball program, and we do, we need to have butts in the seats.
Yeah, and yeah, no question.
I think we're going to play a style you're really going to like. We're going to get up and down. We're going to play to our strengths, which is our perimeter play and our three-point shooting. We're going to play modern basketball. By that, I mean we're going to shoot threes. We're going to get the rim. And if we take shots in the middle, unless they make them, they're going to come out of the game. and we're going to be disciplined and energetic at both ends of the floor. And I think we're going to represent Northeastern Wisconsin the right way with the right kind of kids. And, you know, so my thing is, like, look, there's nothing I can say that can make you want to come see us play other than just come see us.
Right.
And have a good time. Have a beer. Enjoy some good basketball. And you know what? Bring a friend. Bring two, three friends. Wear some green. Be loud. And I'm going to guess you're going to have a really, really good time. And then we'll work on the details after that.
And you make a really good point.
As in writing out checks.
And, well, it's not just about checks, though.
But you got to have that these days.
Yes and no.
It's such a big factor.
So what and for people who don't understand, in college basketball, if we wanted to, we can pay them $1 million. I mean, there are $1 million players.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to have a college basketball team where we're going to set the market. We want kids that want to come here, want to stay here, want to live here, want to have a family here. And, you know, I tell every kid that I recruit, especially now, I haven't coached a college basketball game yet. Your act of faith in playing for me will go forever. But the real way it's supposed to work in college basketball, how it's always worked, and what nobody talks about on TV or radio because they don't actually know, is when you come to a college basketball program, it's my job to take care of you for the rest of your life. If you buy in and you play for me for 4 years or 5 years or whatever, and you finish your career here, it's my job to take care of you. You're part of my basketball family. You want to be a coach? I can help you be a coach. You want to be a lawyer? I'll help you be a lawyer. You want to work, you know, you want to work at Green Bay Packing? I'm going to do it. You want to work, you know, for Larry Tinkler? Like, I'm going to help you. That's my job. And you build in the loyalty by investing in the kids. And we've done some things. We got them, you know, we worked a deal with WGNR where we did some charity for them. And then we got custom mattresses because I have a 7'1" kid. He doesn't fit in a regular mattress. Right. We work with Malott meat distribution, and we got their whole freezers full of chicken and beef and burger meat, and the pork chops, by the way, are incredible, right? And they're all loaded up. The point is, we have a sports performance coach on staff. I have a life coach on staff. We have former NBA players on staff. We want to support them in a holistic approach and just say, hey, you go there, you're going to have the best basketball experience of your life. You're going to play with a lot of good dudes. You're going to have a good time. And we're going to win some games. And then when you're done, hopefully you have a professional career. And if you don't, or even if you do, when you're done with that, the Green Bay community will embrace you. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's going to work here. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to make sure and take care of them so they have some, you know, some spending money in their pockets.
Where do you sign up? That you're convincing. And you're believable. I believe that. And what a commitment you're making to them. That's awesome, Coach.
Well, you know, you got to go?
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. A
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino the Mayor on a beautiful morning here. This is awesome. The weather's great, but what's even more great is in-house studio guest, coach, the coach of UWGB basketball program. Your first game's coming up.
Yeah, we have an exhibition game on Thursday against St. Norbert's, and obviously they do a great job there. And last year was a 2-point game, and matter of fact, St. Norbert's had a chance to beat him.
Yeah, we were there. That shot was right in line where I was sitting.
Coach Gresh, he does a really, really good job. So yeah. I couldn't get that game off the schedule, but it's like one of those. But they're so disciplined and they're so well coached, and they play, frankly, kind of polar opposite style of how we want to play. So it'll be fun. Come out to the Crest and have a good time. And then we, November 4th, we head down to Stillwater, Oklahoma, take on my alma mater, Oklahoma State. That's available on ESPN Plus, and that'll be a real challenge for our players. I have one player who had signed at Oklahoma State with the coaching change. Jeremiah Johnson decided to join me here. And then Isaiah Miranda, who's our center, 7'1", 215 pounds, is an amazing athlete. He actually played at Oklahoma State last year, so they're very excited. But it is, you know, like we're talking about budgets. You know, you get to the Big 12 level, and their budgets for NIL are between $2 to $5 million a year. That's about 20x of what we're working with.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this: you've been around to so many different arenas and everything. When you came to Green Bay, were you surprised at how cool the facilities are here at all? Or
yeah, everyone who's come to GB, they can't believe how great the Dick Bennett gym is. That's our practice gym. The Resch is awesome. And we love the Crest as well.
Totally.
Obviously there's, you know, it's a little hard with beer sales and all that other stuff, but yeah, I mean, to have three perfect facilities and, you know, we don't have our own weight room, and Josh Moon, my boss, would tell you like, we need to get a new weight room, but we have brand new weights. I'm blown away by facilities and support and how everyone is kind of all in on the process of it. And Mr. Mayor, you mentioned, you know, have I felt, you know, maybe the love from people? It's amazing how nice people are.
I got quick text here for you, Coach. Good luck, Coach. Love your Twitter sunset photos of the Bay of Green Bay, Terry.
Yeah, I've lived 51 miles from work the last two houses. When I was in Southern California, I worked Fox Sports Radio. Is actually up in Sherman Oaks. It's 51 miles. And then when I was in Westport, Connecticut. I worked in New York City to do a CBS Sports Radio show. So Robin Beatty's my realtor. When I moved here, I was so underwater with work trying to hire a staff, and I was the last hire in Division I men's college basketball. I just one day after it was like my third day here, I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to go for a drive. And so instead of taking a left on Nicolet, I took a right on Nicolet. And I saw this little house for sale, and I was like, I want it. And I didn't get it. I got sort of outbid, and Robin, my RB, my realtor, said, listen, it just means the next one is the one. And then we looked like a mile further down the bay. And you know what? It's worth it. We have the team over most every Sunday. We call it family dinner. The coaches cook and the players clean up, and no cell phones. And it builds a bond. We've done some events for the Phoenix Fund and for our collective as well. Our coaching staff comes over. It's not necessarily a showpiece house. It's just more a place where it's 2.2 miles from campus, and we get a chance to enjoy the fact this is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I mean, I've been here since May 15th. I've counted 6 days that I've been here. I'm like, the weather's not incredible.
Yeah.
Now I know what's coming, right? That's the problem with fall, is inevitably it's followed by winter. But there's not a lot of place on earth where you can get 6 good months, and we've gotten 6 good months.
And winters aren't that bad here. I mean, it's.
I lived in Newport Beach.
Okay.
Okay. So now I've lived. Now, Newport, now listen, I've played basketball in Russia, so I know what winter looks like.
Okay.
I lived in
Newport
Beach
is tough.
I lived in Northern Connecticut. I love snow. Like it doesn't bother me. Okay. But when you come from Newport Beach,
yeah,
the coldest day. I know. This is a real thing. When it gets below 50 in Newport, because you're so used to it, it doesn't get that hot in the summer, but it never gets cold. You feel like the wind is cutting into your sternum. So
all right,
though it's not for you, you've lived here. It's like it's warmer than it used to be. I came from Newport Beach.
Well,
When it gets below 30, you're going to see me in a parka with gloves and a hat.
Man.
I talked to campus security. It was actually my first day on the job. I pulled in and I parked right by the loading dock. And they're like, Coach, you can't park here. I said, okay, here's the deal. I won't park here. But when it gets cold, it's 4 steps from this door for me to get to this door. If I park in the regular parking lot, it's 46 steps. Yeah. I counted. So listen, when it gets cold, I'm going to park here. Right. Just don't tow me. Okay, Coach. No problem, Coach.
I think they'll let you go.
I got a feeling you're not going to be making a lot of recruiting trips up to the UP, are you?
Only my boy Foster Wonders from the UP. So yeah. his dad, yeah. We have a reverse NIL deal with Foster Wonders. I said, listen, if you come play for me, I need NIL. He's like, what are you talking about? Your dad told me he hunts bears. I want to go hunt bears.
Nice.
So we're going to go hunt bears.
Nice. And he's got a good pizza deal with Riverside Pizza.
Sure.
He had that working. Yeah. So
we're running a little up against the clock here, but I do want to say, you're very,
why are we running against the clock?
I didn't schedule it,
but do you have somebody else coming up?
We do. Okay. Sorry, Coach.
All right. Well, how about this? You can bounce the guy. Oh, you got in-studio guests. You said you had some things you wanted to ask me. I said, wait till on air. What was you want to ask me?
Yeah. I want to just underscore the environment at the Crest Center and the Resch Center and how affordable it is. You know, we're a little conservative in these parts money-wise, and that is just a great evening for not a lot of money.
That's the whole idea.
Right.
Like, it's not going to cost that much. You're going to have a great night.
Right.
Get in the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, get in the car, bring a friend, load up, grab some beer, and, you know, get a beer when you're there, and you have a good time, and you're going to see really good basketball.
Oh, I think we're going to see it sooner than later.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to get up and down, and I think people will like it, you know. Obviously, I'm biased because I really like my kids. I really like my group. But more than anything, like, I just think people want to see kids get after it, play hard, play the right way, represent GB, not just the school, but also the community, and that's what we're trying to do.
That's right. Exactly right.
Since you're not 52 minutes away, you live very close to us. We're going to have you back. I mean, sorry, I got to...
It's okay. Listen, there's bigger guests on, you know? It's
no, there's not.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. This guy, Coach Gottlieb, just welcome to Green Bay. And you bring a lot of energy, even at this time of the morning. So I'm sure it's even stronger in the evening.
Well, everybody listening, obviously, is probably on their way to work. So they got to have that energy today, right?
You bring it. All right. We look forward to seeing you Thursday and, you know, throughout the whole season. All right. Thanks for being
here,
Coach. We'll be right back to Mine on the Mayor.
Rottenness and evil in me. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Upcoming changes in tax law are going to impact Wisconsin farmers. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. The Division of Extension is hosting a workshop to help you navigate these new requirements. Stick around for the details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Kelly Wilford joining us. She's a farm law outreach specialist with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. She says their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update in early December will outline some major changes in tax law that will impact Wisconsin farmers.
So what we're going to do with the Wisconsin Ag Law update is it's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. So we'll talk about what that means. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin. And of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
Farm law outreach specialist Kelly Wilford along with us. Get the details on their upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law update at the Division of Extension website. We've got more agribusiness news next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
This week in agribusiness news, agriculture shined in this year's Wisconsin Innovation Awards. Woolitz LLC out of Argyle took home top marks in the Ag Innovation category out of 200 nominees. Woolitz makes wool pellets. These are a replacement for peat used by farmers, gardeners, and houseplant enthusiasts. The company buys wool from Wisconsin sheep farmers, removing any unsold wool from the waste stream, and then they repurpose it into a soil amendment. Congratulations, Woolitz, for taking home a top prize in the Wisconsin Innovation Awards. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
The Oshkosh Public Museum welcomes you to its third annual Dia de los Muertos celebration, Saturday, November 2nd, 10 to 4. This free cultural event promises an engaging day filled with festivities for the entire family. Immerse in the rich traditions of Dia de los Muertos with unique crafts and spectacular live performances by Ballet Folklorico Gennarotti and the vibrant energy of mariachi music. Join the Oshkosh Public Museum for the spirited traditions of Dia de los Muertos. For more information, visit oshkoshmuseum.org.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. City Deck Studios on North Washington Street.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the Mayor on a, like, it's a beautiful morning, right? I mean, it feels great out there. We got two more days of this, and then it's going to go down to 55, which I don't know why I'm complaining about that, but I get spoiled in the 70s. Hey, we got a special guest in, another one. But that coach was awesome, wasn't he?
Yeah, I listened to him on the way in. He was great.
Yeah, we are so lucky to have him. We have been lucky, though. I mean, you look at the sports around, even high school, but you know, college, pro, too. I mean, we've been very fortunate here in Green Bay to get people who know more than coaching. I mean, did you hear what he said about having the players over? And look, yeah. you sign up with me. You know, the loyalty is going to have to be there from you to me, but from me to you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be a lawyer? I'm going to help you get in. You know, I think that's really cool.
It really was.
He is someone I would really like to, you know, have mentor me. He's a good one. Hey, Brad Zima is in town. He is in town. You live in town. You're with Rooted Wisconsin Podcast. Rooted Wisconsin, I am assuming by the title that these are people who are rooted in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
How'd you get into the podcast biz, and why that segment?
Yeah, well, I worked in radio for a long time. I had a similar seat to you guys. Loved it for a long time, and then decided to take a little different career trajectory and move into a different industry. And I went for about probably like 3 years before I started to get bit by that content bug again. You know, there was something about it that I wanted to do again. And I've always been a passionate Wisconsinite. I love it here, grew up here. I think we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. So kind of melded those two ideas together. And our mission is just to share the stories of the people who drive Wisconsin culture. That's what we try to do. Similar to you guys. I love what y'all are doing at WGBW. I mean, you're killing it with the show.
It's fun. Ours is 3 hours.
Thank you.
But there's so many interesting people, right?
Yeah.
It's just, I know you teach at TC, as do I, but you know, some of the curriculum that they give us, these textbooks are Starbucks and you know, East Coast, West Coast company. I mean, we have that talent right here in Green Bay, right across the street, Schreiber, you know, $6 billion company. And I just think there's a lot right here in our backyard. And I think sometimes we don't realize it. I'm glad you're bringing that to the forefront.
That's what I want to shine a spotlight on, man. It's funny. I had Andy Strand. He's Byron Sweeney from Shadrap. If you guys remember Shadrap, I had him on the show. And he called me the other day and he said, you know, I don't know if you're running out of people for your show yet, but here's the thing. And I said, I appreciate it. Send me all the people you want, but I don't think we're going to run out of fantastic people from Wisconsin.
Right. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
That's great. How do you find people? Is it referral to referral? Or is there somebody you got your... You know, got in the crosshairs that you want to get on? I mean, you just talked to the coach.
Yeah, I just gave Doug my number. Hopefully he shoots me a text. I'd love to have him on. A huge get for us was Wayne Larrivee. He walked me through his entire broadcasting career. Being a broadcast junkie, that was really fun. But yeah, I mean, everybody interesting. Sure, there's big names, but there's also people like the whole reason I'm on the show. My friend John Kramer has been on with you guys. He was on the podcast, and he's got a fascinating story. That's the kind of stuff to shine a spotlight on.
And I was looking at some of your guests, and that Steve Benzel's a character, too.
Yeah, Steve is great. He's got the story about how he chose UWGB. Have you guys ever heard that one about Zeppelin subs and everything?
I don't think he went over that one, but he's been on a couple times. Yeah, there's so many interesting people. Do you script it out? Do you give them the questions ahead of time? How does that work?
It's completely candid, and I had to laugh when Todd sent me the thing for your guys' show because he said the guys can and will talk about whatever they want, but we'll try to talk about it. And that's the
he's a good producer.
Yeah, that's our goal too. Generally, you know, someone comes in and they do something in their job or their life. We end up talking about that thing for 5 minutes, and the rest of it is about them as a person. What do you do? How'd you get where you are? And how we find them, a lot of word of mouth referral, and then some Instagram messages, you know, to people with followers, just getting in contact however we can.
So we're with Brad Zima, who has a podcast, Rooted in Wisconsin, Rooted Wisconsin Podcast, brings in people from statewide.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like our last recording session here that'll drop in a little while, we've got an entrepreneur from Wausau that came in. And
those are awesome stories, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those, I mean, and I don't know. I just love that. We, you know, again, the class I teach, I'm like, just write about an entrepreneur and don't, you don't have to write about Bill Gates. I mean, they're right here. Write about an entrepreneur in Brown County or, you know, Northeast Wisconsin. And, you know, And some people are like, I don't really know any. I'm like, where do you work? And I'm like, your boss is an entrepreneur. He started that company with nothing and put everything on the line. And yeah, those are interesting stories. Do you get into the political fray at all?
Not
good
generally.
Idea.
Yeah, no, we stay away from politics, similar to my kind of my personal life. You know, I don't delve into that realm a ton. It's a weird place to be right now.
I'm there. I do a show, Lean Local, on Sundays, and it's political, and they want the questions ahead of time.
Mm. Who wants the questions ahead of time?
The candidate, the people coming on.
Yeah.
You know what I
would
mean?
Never give anybody a question. I've been in this business 50 years. I've never given a human being a question ahead of time.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a mortal sin.
Well, what if they say I'm not
You say
on?
No, oh, then they don't goodness. Come on.
Then
you never give anybody a question.
I give the same questions to both candidates. You know what
sure.
I mean? Like, if I'm going to send someone that, what do you want to talk about? Well, I want to talk about the election. I want to talk about campaign finance reform. I want to talk. And that's what they want to know. And I don't think they know me well enough that I'm not a gotcha guy. I mean, I really want them, like you, I want them to just tell me their story. Why politics in this day and age? You know what I mean? I'm sure those are the things you ask. But
yeah, man, that's tough. I'm kind of on board with Mino there. Because then you get these canned answers that are just like robotic into the mic.
You got to surprise them.
Yeah.
We do that. I'm saying they ask and we give them a couple. I mean, I want people to come on. We're just getting started. They don't know me well enough. But every one of them is after. They're like, that was awesome. And that's what you want them, because this referral business we're in is important.
Yeah, that's such a tough space. It's a lot easier. People love talking about things they do well and things they're passionate about, right? Well, you get into that political space, and it's all about perception. So people, they have their...
And if you do give them to one, you better make sure you give them to the other person.
Yeah, we do.
Or will be the end of your career forever.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, we really want to get behind that. Something drives people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm sure you ask people too. You know, I mean, right? You want to get to, you know, what was the impetus for them to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's kind of one of the foundational pieces, right? I think that's such an interesting thing just about humans in general, especially the high performing ones or the high achieving ones. Like, how, what drove you to get where you are? That's super interesting to me, and I love hearing it.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. With some other guests on, that's Green Bay's greatest, and you know, the Northland Hotel, Bay Beach, but there's great people too. And it's interesting to find out, when did they know they made it? And you know what I mean? And then what are you gonna do with all that money? Right? I don't mind asking that, because it's pretty interesting to hear what they have to say. But anyway, you have a favorite guest or a favorite, you know, military or sports, or is there something you really lean into a little bit more than others?
So the four foundational pieces of the show, I would say, are business and community, kind of what we're talking about here.
Right.
Sports, out of door activities, and then just overall kind of Wisconsin ideas or things that are here. So I don't know that I'd say I have a favorite one. It was really cool hearing Wayne's career story.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I didn't know he called games for the Hawkeyes for a year. I didn't know that.
Well, he did the Bulls games during Michael Jordan's era, didn't he?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah. He walked us through every single step of his career and starting calling games. So how he got like practiced in it is, I think he said he was in Boston, and he would go to the hockey arena where the actual announcers were a little bit lower, but he would broadcast from the higher ones to himself. He'd air check himself at, who's air checking themselves at 20 years old? Somebody that wants to be a big broadcaster.
Kevin Harlan used to do that.
Wow. Yeah.
Kevin Harlan did the same thing. He talked about that when he was at Promontre.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. He'd go all the games and record it into a tape recorder, and he and his dad, I guess, would go over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's old school.
It is, really. But yeah, Brenzel was really good too. I mean, his story was so, and he's such a funny guy. He's
that guy's
an absolute
funny.
Riot.
He is funny. I'm having coffee with him. I've known him for a long time. Helped me out, you know, with his whole North Coast marketing stuff. So that was a cool story. I want to ask you about marketing a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not the only podcast out there.
By far. By far.
But, you know, how do you get to the top? How do you get people? Are you, you know, because a lot of people want to do a podcast. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's not the most expensive thing in the world to do. I mean, you can pull that off with some small equipment.
Yeah.
You do it at TC, or where do you do that?
My studio. So I started off with a home studio. I did the first about probably 15 to 20 episodes there. I remodeled the whole room in my house. My wife and I ended up selling the house. And now I have a nice agreement worked out with Discover Green Bay. So my studio is in Discover Green Bay's building. Yeah. Marketing it. It's funny because you mentioned that you can drop a ton of money into your studio. Like, your guys' space is beautiful here. And
it's not
our
money.
And you can also do it on a budget. And I kind of went the budget route. I think it's more, it's about, like anything else, it's about the content you put out and the conversations you have. So mine's a video podcast. I have a 3-camera shot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I bought 3 streaming cameras off of Amazon for like $250 a piece, and they work for what it is right now. You know, I'm not HBO, but it's all about the conversations and marketing it. It's doing stuff like this, getting people to know about it, because podcast, it much like your guys' show, excuse me, it turns into a regular piece of people's lives. That's what you want to do. You want to keep them coming back. And I think that as long as people check it out, it's going to turn into that, but it's that first listen. It's a commitment.
And like I said, there's such a variety. It's a plethora of just podcasts, but people love them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're driving or, you know, I don't think TV is the biggest thing anymore. People would much rather listen to a podcast. And I find them to be a lot more authentic than some of the TV things that we watch, right?
Yeah. Oh, so much more authentic. Yeah. It's funny. I'll watch podcasts on YouTube on my TV in my living room. There's so much more. It's an actual look into it, where in a lot of places, things got really polished by PR, right?
Right.
And I like regular conversation with regular people.
Yeah. And with your podcast, the video, how often are you cutting these?
Yeah. So we drop 2 episodes a month. Episodes are generally between an hour and a half. I think that's the value, and that's the tough sell, right? It's hard to get to anybody to listen or watch anything for an hour and a half. But at the same time, I think there's a ton of value in long form content and conversation. So we drop 2 a month, on the 1st and 3rd Mondays.
Okay, cool.
So actually, we just dropped one yesterday, and it was, his name's Adam Krause. You guys probably remember Gags the Clown. You remember Gags the the clown roaming thing? So he,
really, that, okay, that, I was in office when that happened. Guy creeped out a lot of people.
So many.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
I got to listen to that one.
Yeah, we talked about it, and you know, I don't think he expected the madness that came from it. He ended up making a feature film out of it. You probably know that if you're in office. As far as I know, it's the only feature film that was shot in Green Bay, as far as I know. And
what was that for? What was the basis of that?
The clown, right?
What was the base? It was to get publicity for something, right?
Yeah, so it was to garner this thing to make Green Bay. There's a really cool short. Make Green Bay think they had this clown roaming the streets, and it was all to build this momentum to make a short film at that time. And then he made the short, but it went so viral, like nationwide news. He ended up getting approached by producers, and they made a feature film out of it.
Yeah. Wow,
that. Brilliant. Whoever was doing that.
Brilliant.
It was. That's a good word for it. It was, but it got a little bit dark for just a few days, because that was right by Hall School, right under the bridge. She's standing there with those, and you know, parents are calling, and you know, I'm calling the chief saying, hey, you know, get this guy in cuffs. But it was just a great marketing. Kudos to him.
He was to the point where he wouldn't allow his actor to go out in the costume because people were threatening him.
Wow.
I bet. Like, I guess someone took a picture, with some firearms and said, let me see the clown. You know, you're not going to let your clown go walking around then.
Who was the actual clown?
I can't remember his name. It was a dude from either Appleton or Oshkosh.
Local talent.
But it was local talent. And
I'm not a
clown fan at all. I hate him.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when that story came out, people were sending me that all the time on social media. Todd, did you see this?
Right.
Todd. Yeah. I'm not going to Green Bay.
Right.
I'm not going to Green Bay.
How'd you like to have your kids going to school like 100 yards away from where that guy was standing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was funny. But anyway, so it worked out for him.
It did. Yeah, right. It sure did.
We're going to talk about what's all working out for you. We're going to be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor. We are here with Mr. Podcast, Rooted Wisconsin Podcast, Brad Zima. We'll be right back.
Rolling Stone, if a cause is right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries,
though. Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mino and the Mayor on 97.9, WGBW, 98.3, WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app that you can listen to anytime, anywhere. Something else you can listen to anytime, anywhere is Rooted Wisconsin Podcast. And Brad Zima is the host of that show, and he is in house with us. We were talking on break about where this can lead to and how it kind of competes a little bit with the local media and podcasts, a number of things, a little bit more authentic, and just a lot more detail.
Yeah, I think that's the opportunity we have, right? We have the opportunity to tell a longer story. So actually, our next episode that drops is going to be Jarts. I had him on the show to talk with
he's
him.
Great.
And he's talk about a phenomenal human. Like,
right?
What a great guy. But, you know, cool hearing his story, too. And he's been on the air for countless years. Oh, yeah. And I don't, you know, I saw value in telling his entire story as opposed to the chopped up pieces we get on the news, you know, which is, you know, great reads and awesome news stories, but I want to know the story of Bill, you know. Yeah.
Have you done things with the Packers? Have you talked to those guys a little bit? I mean, that is there's a lot of stories within that organization.
Yeah, there are a ton of stories there. So obviously we talked about Wayne. I don't know how to say his last name yet, but there's a writer there named Wes that I follow on LinkedIn. That's so hilarious. I would try to say it, but I would butcher his last name.
Hodkowitz.
Okay. Yes. I follow him on LinkedIn and he has some of the funniest stories. I think he'd be a great guest. So I'm going to reach out to him eventually, but yeah. And in some ways Packers are a tough nut to crack, right? You know, a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah,
so.
I just thought dealing with those guys like dealing with the mafia. You know, it's just hard to kind of get come on, you guys, tell me what's going on here. But
you kind of get to a spot, right, where you kind of have to big time people a little bit.
And you want to get people on who want to tell their story too.
Exactly.
You know, and that's something I'm sure working on. How about outside, you know, Northeast Wisconsin? That's where we broadcast. But, you know, you get down to Milwaukee Racine, that neck of the woods.
Yeah. So I actually lived in Milwaukee for about 7 years. I started my radio career in Milwaukee. So, that's something I would like to get more of. I've got a couple guests from the past on from that area, but it seems like more. I've had Wausau, folks from Madison, but that's a spot I got to claw into a little bit more.
Hey, Brad, what is your background in radio? Tell what's that story?
Yeah, man, absolutely. So
I can definitely tell you're a radio guy.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah, you've got the voice and the excitement and all that kind of stuff.
So I still got it, you're saying. I appreciate that, man. Yeah. So I started, I was getting a marketing degree at Milwaukee Area Technical College, and we needed internships to graduate. So I had a friend of mine, I was working at a grocery store at the time, and he got an internship with 540 ESPN, a Good Karma brand station. Yep. And I'm a huge sports fan. So at the time I was like, well, that sounds cool. And then he's like, it's unpaid. Well, I said, well, that's less cool, but I'll still do it. And I ended up working there for a year. Then I went over to WMIL with their morning show for a little bit and produced there for a little bit. My first good paid Mike Kraken gig was in West Bend, a dude named Bob Bonifant.
Oh, I know Bob.
Oh, Bob's a great guy. You know Bob?
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to listen to him growing up.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Bob gave me my first shot. Shaggy-haired, young 20s kid, and I did the Sunday morning classic country show, and I board opped the NASCAR races, man. And that was I was there for a few years, and then I ended up, I set a goal to be a program director, and I achieved that way quicker than I thought I would, even though it was a small market. Did that for 7 years, and then switched it up a little bit.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's an interesting career. I mean, you've touched a lot of things, bigger cities, smaller cities. Yeah. And now you're teaching as well, right? Giving a little of that back. What do you teach?
I teach marketing. Yeah. The whole impetus of me changing directions was I just diagnosed I wanted to impact people in a little bit different way than I was. And teaching gives me the opportunity to do that, man. It was a great switch for me. I love it every day.
Yeah. Those students, marketing's a big degree out of TC.
Yeah, program's huge and growing.
It is. I was surprised by that.
Everybody needs a marketer.
They do.
Everybody needs a marketer.
And you can't take your class without taking mine, so.
That's right, yeah.
You gotta understand the fundamentals. That's
so
cool.
That's something I'd ask you, though, because if someone would have told me, so when I transferred out, I was a career advisor for a little bit before I became a full-time instructor. And if someone would have told me 10 years ago that I was going to be a teacher, I would have did that scoff, laugh. I mean, yeah, right. Like, who am I going to teach anything? Now that I do it, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah, the students are awesome. I mean, they just are. And you learn something as well, right? I mean, they're learning from you, but it's nice to get their feedback. It's funny, we're talking about your podcast today. And of course, we've got this radio show, and then I've got another one that's Lean Local. And I ask them, where do you get your news? And it's amazing. I mean, I read newspapers. Well, they ain't doing that, I'll tell you that. So it's, you know, it's this TikTok and some other things. And
social media and podcast, man. That's where it is.
When I was telling Todd this morning, too, some of it comes from late night television. I don't think it's the best place to get your news, but some people do. But it's interesting to see what they're doing, and they need to be exposed to more stuff, too, you know, and I think we're both doing that because there's so much to do right here, and we want to retain them here, too, right? Isn't that part of your goal?
Absolutely, yeah. Not only to shine a spotlight on Wisconsin and how great we are, but, yeah, like, stick around. Yeah. This is a fantastic place to be for so many different reasons.
Yeah. So we have listeners, different ages, but they have a son, grandson, or they have themselves, some of the listeners want to get into this whole radio gig. What would you recommend?
If they want to start working in radio?
Yep.
Network well, right? Network well. Leave some of those reservations about, reservations about not achieving something or being scared or timid or something. Be persistent and take a shot, man. Just go for it.
Exactly. And you talk about networking. One of my students is going to an event today, and I'm like, look, man, this is what you can do. Go meet two people, get their cards, you know, talk to them. Mm-hmm. It's a networking thing that can build and build. So, yeah, that's cool. This podcast, how do we get it? Tell me what we do to listen to it. I'm going to definitely tune in.
Absolutely, yeah. With video, YouTube and Spotify are the two places to find it. With video, just search for Rooted Wisconsin. And then if you audio only for podcast listeners, wherever you find your podcast, it'll be on your service for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, we're with Brad Zima. Rooted Wisconsin Podcast. Thanks for being in here. Thanks for what you're doing for the community.
Appreciate you guys having me. You too.
We're going to be right back. Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Get out your notepaper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.